Good morning, listeners. My name is Fred Schwartz. People call me the tax-free man. In the next 30 minutes, I'm going to answer some of your questions that you have regarding taxes and savings. So now let's see how I can save you money. Hey, the theme of my program is all about taxes. The name, the tax-free man, should sum it up. And I want to clarify again, because I'm getting this question regularly. I am not an accountant. I am not a CPA. I educate accountants and CPAs, providing their CPE, continuous professional education. That allows them to keep their designation, and it also allows me to meet them and see how they're helping their clients. Are they really providing a tax strategy, or are they just doing a service and telling you how much money you owe? I would hope it's providing a service, a plan, an implementation of a plan or a strategy that actually saves money with a complete, thorough understanding of the individual, not just what his tax rate is, but understanding his business, understanding his family structure and what's important. Remember, I talked to earlier about the board of directors, your CPA, your attorney, and your financial advisor. All should be accountable. All should be on the same page. But too many times when I ask the question, when was the last time you spoke to your board of directors? And they look at me like I'm crazy. And Fred, what are you talking about? Let me reiterate again for you. Your accountant prepares for the IRS what you may or may not owe. Your accountant provides legal protection, and in this case, provides structure of a will, a trust, framework to protect you, to protect what's yours and how you want to pass that to your spouse, children, or charity. And the financial advisor assists you along the way, either by himself or with a team, creating and implementing a financial strategy based on the goals and objectives of the individual, not a product, but a strategy, a plan. And the essence of my program is about planning and taxes. And so what I've been reading over the last few weeks is even the younger generation, this millennial they call Generation X and Y, what I'm seeing is more and more of this generation is really hunkering down and digging in to look at retirement planning. They're concerned. Think about it. We're giving out trillions of dollars. Taxes are going to go up. Jobs will probably be eliminated based on this new normal, as they call it. And why would they be eliminated? Because companies now will see that we may not need as many employees. We can do this virtual. We can have virtual meetings. I guess one of the biggest commercials I've seen recently is four doctors appear on the screen. And they said, we were doing no televisits, but now we're doing 5,000 visits a day. Can you imagine at $50 a visit with 5,000 people you saw in one day? That's $250,000 that they would bill the insurance company daily. That's $1.25 million per week. That's exhausting an insurance company's reserves, and there's no way it's sustainable. Taxes. The essence of my program, how to reduce your taxes. And we're going to talk about 401ks and why, my opinion, why I think it's one of the stupidest plans out there. It's a government plan. I talked about the masses of asses coming down before they're getting slaughtered. And what do I mean by that? Well, in your case, it's the tax ramification of your 401k. I got off the phone this morning with one of my clients, high-risk baby doctor. Very prominent. We talked about his plan and where he is right now with an accumulation in his retirement plans of roughly $3 million. So I said, right now, Doc, if you retired right now, the $3 million at your tax bracket of 30% isn't so bad. It's a tough pill to swallow. But Doc, what if the taxes went to 50%? Your $3 million, 1.5 of that $3 million was owed to the IRS in taxes over time. And now we have $1.5 million left that you've worked hard for, saved, And they use a 3% withdrawal strategy because they tell you not to use more than 3%. That means that that doctor can receive $45,000 per year off his $1.5 million. Come on. Is that a happy retirement for you? So anything that we can do to assist, our strategies are effective. Go to my website at www.thetaxfreeman.com. Write a question. I'll go over it on the show. We'll discuss it. But understand, it's your question. And sometimes other people take advice based on what's important to you. And we need to really be sure that you're going to understand it and utilize it in the best possible way. I want to talk about real quick a story. It's a real story of a case that I worked on. It was a bank in Philadelphia. Of course, I can't list the bank or say the bank's name. We'll just call it a bank in Philadelphia. And as I got into the conversation with them, it was regarding disability insurance, how to protect your income, another key component of a financial plan, insuring your income. You know how many people don't insure their income, but they insure their house, their car, even their life? Statistically, you're 3 times greater of becoming disabled than you are of dying. So protecting your income, which supports your entire life, is not only smart, but prudent, and it has to be done. I needed to understand the structure of their disability contracts for the 4 key executives of the bank. And I'm going to paint a picture for you to show you how an advisor doesn't ask the proper questions relevant to tax, doesn't do the proper planning relevant to the overall big picture, and only cared, that I can ascertain, based on the sale of the product to make a commission. So here's what happened. As I continued to dig and ask questions, I got an understanding that the bank is paying the premium for the disability policy. And I said to the individual, I said, do you understand that's a huge mistake? And they said, our advisor suggested that's the way to do it. Well, I had to tell her that the advisor is a complete idiot. And the advisor does not know what he or she is doing. And here's the reason why. I'd like you to go back to the executives and ask them this question. Would the executive like to pay tax on the $5,000 of the premium or pay tax on $120,000 of the benefit? Well, at a 30% tax bracket on $5,000 is $1,500. 30% of $120,000 is a significant number. You're talking about close to $36,000 in taxes. When I illustrated that this was set up incorrectly and finally shed some light on why, the advisor was fired. In came Fred, the tax-free man, implementing strategies to reduce, understand, provide the information, and be your advocate and help you along the way to make the most important decisions that will affect you and your family, educating you, sharing insights, stories, and thoughts, how you can then make the judgment for yourself, what's the best strategy for me? Not asking your friends, your cousin, your brother, sister. It's your strategy based on your life and what's important to you. So that bank story is very important to me because I was thinking about it. And the essence of my show, as I had indicated, is about taxes. And so when we're talking about taxes and the younger generation now doing more and more retirement planning, they have such an advantage because I can help you now reduce taxes before you make the mistake, or I can help you later when you've poured all that money into these qualified retirement plans. And I do have an exit strategy right now to reduce taxes and provide tax-free income. And if you don't want tax-free income, I'm going to really start to wonder, because this tax-free income bucket that we will create You don't have any 1099s. There's no reporting. You're the general of the plan. You're in control. You can take the money anytime you want. It's a phenomenal tool that you control based on what's important to you. Tax-free income bucket number one. Of course, we have to have growth. With inflation and taxes, what we're talking about going up and things costing more, we have to hedge in order to protect increases in the cost of living. So how do we do that? We do that with an understanding of your risk tolerance and what's important to you, and creating a strategy where you can grow your money in the most efficient manner once you understand the fees and risk associated. We'll educate you on what the fees are inside of a mutual fund. We'll educate you on transactional costs if you're buying stocks, bonds, or ETFs. We'll educate you if it was an annuity. It's dependent upon you and what's important to you. The tool is insignificant as long as the tool is understood by you and your family. And the tool delivers. We meet once a year, minimum, as a fiduciary. It's critical that we sit down and understand what has changed in your life. Did you change jobs? Has a kid graduated? Was there a divorce? Anything that's important to you is important to us as an organization. We are here for you, for your family. We return phone calls promptly. Soon, I'll be bringing live people on, testimonials, so you can hear exactly what it is that I do, how we met the individuals, either at one of our educational workshops or through this radio program or through my network that I've created over the 34 years as a financial consultant. And I'd like to say to you now, I'd like to be your financial consultant if you like your family, if you love your family, and if you really want to provide a plan, a financial plan, a financial roadmap that understands exactly what you want, is detailed, written down, and followed. A plan, not a product, but a financial plan. And as I scour all of the magazines, periodicals, newspaper, internet, whatever the case may be, as an avid reader, it's important for me to arm myself with education so I can convey that education to you, the end user. I am here to assist you in the reduction of taxes that will provide more money for you and your family to spend however you want. Provide more money if it is your desire to pass in the most efficient manner. We talk about the efficiencies of money. We talk about how to use money in the most efficient manner. And when I understand what it is that you're doing, I'll give you another example. Today, that same doctor I was speaking to is allocating money from his paycheck right into a mutual fund. The question I asked him is, how long does that money sit in the mutual fund before you use it? And his answer was 6 to 12 months. And I said, do you understand that that's not efficient? You're probably paying short-term capital gains, which is a higher tax rate than long-term capital gains, and you could have the same effect without the tax by just going into a money market. So we changed how his money was being withdrawn from his payroll, and now we've created an efficiency by reducing his tax and keeping more money. Yes, he can forego the growth because he has other accounts, other pockets of money that are allocated to solve different problems in the event he encounters them through life. One of them, a bucket for long-term care. Too many people do not address long-term care, and we have a strategy that we can provide tax-free long-term care, and we have a strategy that if you couldn't qualify medically, and you were nervous because of that medical, thinking you may not qualify, we can get you long-term care with no medical. Let me say it again. Long-term care with no medical. And the long-term care today isn't like it is with life insurance, where they're going to come out, take some blood and urine from you. They're going to put you through a cognitive impairment test. They're going to ask you word association. They're trying to make sure, from their standpoint, that you're a good risk for them, and they will not be paying claims out soon. So that's the long-term care bucket. We have the tax-free bucket. We have the long-term care bucket. We hedge the hedging bucket. And we may even have a charitable bucket. And we'll also understand what will happen when the first spouse passes. What kind of income reduction will happen when a pension income is lost and a Social Security income is lost? I look at it like this. The people that went through the Depression, the ones that planned, definitely did better than the ones that didn't plan. And if we have the time today to plan, to put down our thoughts on paper, and put down a strategy to accomplish your goals and objectives written, I did this for my mother. My mom passed 3 years ago. We had a detailed plan, and family, by any stretch, is not easy to work with. But we had a detailed plan, and I was not the only advisor working with her, because I utilize a team strategy. I understand my weaknesses and I understand my strengths, and I bring strategic partners in to assist when I can't do it all for them. If we needed a will, I'm not an attorney, we'll bring an attorney in. If you don't like your accountant, he's not providing that information that you need or the strategy to help you reduce or eliminate tax, we'll replace the accountant. In this case, the team helped me assemble her financial roadmap. What I don't want it to happen was adding sorrow to sorrow, meaning I've lost my mother, and now I have to find out and figure out where her assets are as a constant reminder as I dig through her desk, looking through her statements. You can only imagine how hard that would be. It's still hard today, 3 years later, with the loss of her. So this book and the table of contents lists where all the assets are, the phone numbers, the account numbers. In the event mom passed, my family, my brothers and I can then go to the desk, pull out the book, and get an understanding based on who to call, which attorney drafted her will, which accountant is going to assist us in the closure of her estate. What documents do we need to provide that are readily accessible? We put this strategy together, and I insisted my mother do it, and she was thankful that we accomplished it, but guess what? It takes time. I can't wave a wand and make this book appear. It takes time, and the people that take the time to do it are the people that truly care about their family. I talked about a story the last time, and I can't tell you that these people didn't care about their family. They didn't have the time to prepare their will, and the ramifications were terrible. Individuals had strokes, paralysis of speech, communication was cut off, and assets could not be obtained because durable power of attorney was not present. This may all sound complex, but that's my job. That's my job to communicate and convey to you in the most efficient manner, so you understand. Talking in layman's terms, not sophisticated language that I'm used to in our industry, I want to get to know you. I want to see what's important to you and help and develop these strategies that are going to bring you home. We're going to take a brief commercial break. Remember, you can always go to my website, www.thetaxfreeman.com, or you can call me anytime, 669-777-5055. Take a quick break, and the Tax-Free Man will be back. Hi, I'm Fred Schwartz. They call me the tax-free man. Know why? I save people money on their taxes. Big money. I'll show you how to use the code to your advantage. It's your money. Call me now, 669-777-5055, or go to thetaxfreeman.com. Let the tax-free man give you expert advice. Call now, 669-777-5055. That's 669-777-5055.
The strategies the tax-free man uses really work. We're on track to save over $200,000. It's truly amazing. We've been telling our friends and family all about it.
When we heard the tax-free man could save us a ton of money on our taxes, we thought it was too good to be true. But it was true. One of the best phone calls my husband and I ever made.
Yes, I can save you a ton of money using strategies that the government and other financial advisors won't share with you. Give me a call, 669-777-5055, or go to my website, www.thetaxfreeman.com.
Welcome back. Tax Free Man here. Hey, I am a financial consultant here to provide strategies to save you money in taxes. I want to talk about a strategy called indexing. Indexing is a strategy that we can employ for you, and here's how it works. So I'm going to give you an example. Try and follow along. We're going to put $100,000 into this index strategy, and we're going to do that in 2000. And we know in 2000, the market went down 9%. In 2001, down 11.89, and 2002, it's down 22%. Wow. Your $100,000 in a normal account, not an indexing account, has lost 40%. 40% out of the gate. That's terrible. My account, the indexed account, has $100,000 when you start 3 years later. No, we didn't make any gain, but more important, we had no loss. And no loss in this equation always puts you ahead. When we can reduce loss and fees, we're always ahead. When the market corrected in 2002 and it started to make an upward trend for the next 6 years, unfortunately until 2008 when we were down 37%, and any time that we're down, our account gets a zero. It takes on no loss. Your account, if it's tied to the market, takes on loss. So I want to continue to talk, and then I'll talk about a chart that talks about the loss. This account, I ran it for 17 years. I wanted to see what it looked like over a period of time. So we put $100,000 in both accounts. My account only takes on positives, no negatives, no fee. The other account, the S&P 500. At the end of year 17, no risk, no fee, my $100,000 grew to $323,000 and change. It had a 6.74% average annual return. Your account, the tax account that's taking on losses, is now worth $257,000. At a 5.4% average annual return, and I have more money with less risk and no fee. Let me pivot for a second and talk about percentages down in your portfolio and what you would need to break even. If you were down 10%, you would need 11% return to break even. If you're down 20%, you need a 25%. If you're down 40%, you need 67%. We talked about that in 2000, 2001, 2002. Combined down 40%, and anybody that exited then lost money because they weren't in it for the long run. They were in it for a short period of time. They didn't understand compounding over time. They didn't adhere to their strategy. It's really important that we understand, again, the buckets. And if this bucket of money is geared towards risk, then risk is not a bad word if it's managed. Because we understand that that bucket is for long term. We understand that we can reach in to our tax-free bucket and get money. I'm a financial consultant, extremely passionate if it's not coming through, highly educated, that constantly goes and seeks information out to convey it to you so you can make smart decisions. We're here every week, educating people on different nuances within the financial planning world. I'm here to assist you. I'm here to assist your family. I'm here to educate accountants, attorneys, whoever it is that may question our strategies. The efficacy of our strategies have been proven over time. This is not anything new. We've been doing it a long time. We're specialists in the area, and you need to seek out a specialist to accomplish that goal. We're here to prepare financial plans for you. We're here to educate you. We're here to create tax-free income and tax-free strategies. We provide guaranteed income, but most of all, we are here to assist you in the design and implementation of a financial plan, a financial roadmap where you can understand where your financial future is headed. I'll be back next week. Appreciate your time. God bless everybody. Be safe. The Tax-Free Man is out. Have a great day.